This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Setwari, Samba, Arespura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defence sources said all missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defence units. Sources said the visuals over Jammu reminded of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan Army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by Pakistan using missiles and drones. There have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by Indian armed forces as per SOP with kinetic and non-kinetic means. Defense sources said drones were sighted at multiple places along Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by Indian air defense systems. In view of recent aggression from Pakistan's side, Kishangarh, Bhuntar and Ludhiana airports have been closed. Earlier, operations of several airports including Rajasthan, Punjab, Jammu and Kashmir, Chandigarh and Himachal Pradesh were suspended. Meanwhile, the Civil Aviation Ministry has dismissed media reports claiming that airports across the country have been closed, calling them incorrect. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and underlined India's targeted and measured response to cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said he deeply appreciates U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed India's targeted and measured response to firmly counter terrorism in a teleconference with Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Dr. Jaishankar stated that any escalation with Pakistan will see a strong response. The External Affairs Minister also discussed the ongoing developments with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas. India has been measured in its actions and any escalation will get a firm response, added Dr. Jaishankar. Indian armed forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday morning. According to the defense ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Phalodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. These were neutralized by the integrated counter UAS grid and air defense systems. The ministry said Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control. India has stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor in New Delhi this afternoon, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters. Indian armed forces have used high-quality equipment in Operation Sindoor, which resulted in killing of a large number of terrorists in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and POK is a matter of pride for the country." India has reiterated that its intention is not to escalate the situation with Pakistan, but if there are military attacks, it will be met with a very firm response. This was stated by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar while co-chairing India-Iran 20th Joint Commission meeting. Defence sources have said that the inputs with respect to suicide attack by terrorists at Pathankot or Rajouri is completely false. They also said there has been no movement of tanks on either sides. The IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals in Dharamshala was called off yesterday as a precautionary measure, announced IPL chairman Arun Dhumal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.